Now we're going to talk about dancing to a stop in two reins and accelerating the backup when the timing's right, which may or may not be right now. Because lesson 67 and 68 has to be in your horse's comfort zone. Softness to the rein must be in your horse's comfort zone. The auto response to your body position must be in your horse's comfort zone before you up the ante to dance the stop or accelerate the backup. And if you try dancing to a stop before you get those responses happening first, then I suspect you will get a big fat not quite right. Do this exercise on your chair horse first. Get the timing in your mind and the feeling in your body before you rush out and try it on your real horse, because this is a very big deal. It's the fundamental part of the dance. So listen inside yourself, and if you need to, notice everything about your breathing. Feel for your heartbeat or notice the movement of energy around your body, whichever thing pulls you into that place of inner awareness best. Bring your horse into that inner awareness and feel the deep pull into connection with them. And when you're riding, do exactly the same thing, because the dance requires a deep pull into connection. Soften your eyes in preparation for understanding the perfection of any message that comes up while you're working together, and smile a little. Get on your imaginary horse in that space with all those things still happening and find your magnetic butt. Now, with all that practice on the ground and all the changing old body patterns that you've been doing, all these things should be starting to happen without having to think about it so much now. But if you're unsure about anything, either your connection or your magnetic butt, then decide not to struggle over it. Because you don't have to struggle over it. Your course is structured so that you can have inexpensive private sessions. We can even do 15 minutes at a time if you just want to check that you have it right, if you're unsure. If you were riding your real horse, you would check that your stop and back up to the signal of the rein was soft and happy, and that your back up to the body position without the rein was soft and happy. And if you've got a really good imagination, you could do that on your chair horse now. And of course, if you were riding your real horse, you would have ridden them around and warmed them up before trying this exercise. Even when you're sitting in a chair, in your imagination, pick up two reins smoothly, just like we watched Michelle do in lesson 67, and connect with your horse firmly. Don't make the mistake of trying to be soft in your hands. That'll make you wishy-washy and make it harder for your horse to physically stay connected with you. Remember in lesson 52, we talked about the give and take in the reins does not come from your hands. It's in the flexing of your joints. And that flexing of your joints will come from that stronger feeling of soapy bones as you feel the movement of your horse through the reins. If that feeling is not very clear to you now, then I suggest you go back and review it before you do this lesson on your horse. And again, if you can't find that place, email me. That's how your course is structured. That's what we're here for. Here is the pièce de résistance of the dancing stop. With your joints in that state of flexion that gives you that lovely softness in your hands, give your body signal for a stop. Slide your tailbone closer to the ground and at the same time float forwards with your upper body and imagine that your hip joints were opening like we talked about on lesson 68. And at the same time, rotate a tiny bit left and a tiny bit right, together and in time with your horse's legs. These rotations are so tiny that I wouldn't even be able to see them unless I had a very good eye. Watch yourself that these rotations are just turns, keeping everything level as you do them. I'm going to say all that again because it's such a big deal. With your joints in that state of flexion that gives you that lovely softness in your hands, slide your tailbone closer to the ground and at the same time float forwards with your upper body and imagine that your hip joints were opening. And at the same time, do tiny rotations left and tiny rotations right in time with your horse's legs as you dance them to a stop. When that's in both your comfort zones, then you can keep those tiny rotations happening in time with your horse's legs as you go through the stop and into the backup. And when that is in both your comfort zones, then you can start to speed up the rotations to accelerate the speed of the backup. And oh my goodness, enjoy practicing that. Woohoo, doing a little dance.